My full name is Stuart Thompson, and I currently study at the University of Sheffield, based in the UK. I study at the Department of Chemistry, and my field of study is Physical Organic Chemistry. I have just completed my first year of my PhD, and the title of my project is Field Mapping in Biomolecular Interactions. In chemical biology, interactions between a drug molecule and a target, such as a DNA molecule, an enzyme, or a protein, are very important and they govern the activity of the drug. For medicinal chemists who design these drugs, being able to have a toolkit in predicting how well these interactions occur is very much sought after, so that a diverse library of drug candidates can be computationally screened in early phase drug discovery and scored on how well they may interact with this target. One method of screening these interactions is to use the 3D molecular surface of the drug candidate. Now, this surface gives us information on the 3D shape and also any potential interaction points with the target. So in other words, a unique fingerprint of the molecule is given, which then could be screened for similarity to other molecules with a similar fingerprint and thus may have similar activity. Many methods to calculate this fingerprint are computationally less demanding, and this is purely for speed purposes when screening libraries of thousands of compounds. However, they are less accurate. Our group have developed a method of generating this molecular fingerprint, which is mathematically more demanding, but far more accurate. So, I am currently interested in 1. Improving our method's accuracy further. 2. Perhaps incorporating part of our method into our collaborators' less demanding procedure to improve their accuracy whilst maintaining a computationally low time. Some of our results have revealed there to be anomalous outliers in when an inaccurate fingerprint has been calculated using our own method. I am now currently working on correcting these discrepancies by perhaps using corrective rules based on any trends in these outliers. Credit and thanks to my research go to the EPSRC, so the EPSRC for their funding, the University of Sheffield, our collaborators at Crescent BMD, so Dr. Jeremy Vinter and Dr. Mark Mackey, Professor Christopher Hunter, and of course the Hunter Research Group for being very, very nice to me. Thank you.